Yesterday, the UN Oceans Conference closed with promises from countries, including Ireland, to ratify the High Seas Treaty to protect oceans and their biodiversity, which we can add to the promises to create more marine protected areas as well. This is entirely anecdotal, but I get the impression that people's concern about Ireland's coastal waters is passing through something of a threshold, with more and more of us connecting with the waters around our island. Mike Consolini loves the sea and he also creates music reflecting on the way he relates to it. Ethna O'Connell met him on a beach to talk about where music meets water.
He keeps on going. That's a beautiful whale.
That's Mike Consolini, and he's talking about a tattoo on his leg.
Inspired by Moby Dick. Yeah, it's a fun one because it's a tiny whale stuck in a jar with a little bit of water. The whale is like taking a jump and there's water splashing, but there's definitely not enough water in the jar to keep the whole whale.
Mike is also known as Sign Tyler. He's an ambient music producer and he's made an EP called Underwater. This is the track High Tide from that EP. Mike, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, really nice to meet you.
Mike lives in Dublin, and I met him for a walk in one of his favourite places.
Will we take a walk there?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Dollymount Beach on the Bull Island in North Dublin.
I'm big into water sports in general.
It turns out Mike spends quite a bit of time here on Dollymount Beach. Well, actually, less time on the beach and more in the sea.
So I do like surfing and kiting and kiteboarding, especially here is very good. So there's a big community of people taking a chance and coming in early in the morning and just go surfing. It makes you connect to places that you wouldn't necessarily otherwise, you know, like you go cruise between here and Howth Lighthouse and you're by yourself in the water and every now and then there's seals popping out and swimming with you,
yeah.
Which is lovely. Yeah, I just find the peace and quiet that really attracts me to be out there.
When did you first have this connection with the sea?
Well, my dad and my granddad were fishermen, so we kind of grew up with this image of being in the water, being in the element. And we got into, you know, sailing as kids, like it became second nature.
And where was that, Mike? Where were you doing
that? Yeah, that was back home when I was living in Italy at the time, in the northeast Lake Garda, which is this quite nice spot for sailing, or used to be. Now with climate change, the wind has gone, basically, so there's not much sailing anymore, unfortunately.
And did you go out in the boats with them?
Yeah, absolutely. My granddad used to fish for a living, and then we just picked up fishing for fun.
And what was that like, going out in the boats with them?
Oh, it was great. It was, again, like very quiet. You know, you would have just the lull of the waves sit in the boat and you would just sit there in silence for many hours at sunset, fishing sardines.
Mike told me how when he comes kiteboarding or surfing, he often carries a tiny microphone to record sounds at the beach.
Especially on quiet days, especially in the morning when you have a lot of birds, when you have the seawater coming back in from the tide. You have a lot of interesting noises. You have a lot of, like, sounds of nature, which I really like to take a snippet. There's actually a recording of my dad and I when we were on a boat with a little bit of water coming in, like... There's this element of peaceful repetition.
And on which track is that?
That would be in the first track, which is called Emerging. And it's literally, again, like how you would come out of the water. It's a very energetic track.
Emerging by Sign Tyler or Mike Consolini from his EP Underwater. You might have guessed from the title, or from track names like High Tide, Spume and Guíochana Farraige, Underwater is inspired by Mike's relationship with the sea.
Sometimes, especially on like port towns, for instance, Tramore is one of my favourite places because it's such a nice, enjoyable place to be. Like the seagulls and the hustle and bustle of a Sunday on a Sunday beach. The sound of the church bells. And how everything mixes together with the ocean in that moment.
Spume from underwater.
So the other track is Wiha Nafaraga. There's this sound of big waves and a little bit of wind. And this kind of like whooshing sound. And that's basically the backbone of the track, and this whooshing sound comes in and out. Then there's this sprinkle of synths on top of it.
Earlier, we heard Mike describing the whale tattoo on his leg. His legs are actually covered in colourful tattoos, and they all seem to be linked by a common theme, the sea. He's got a boat.
On my calf is sailing out in a sort of a sunset situation. And then there's Alone on a Wide, Wide Sea written just underneath it. It's a line in the Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner by Coleridge, which is a poem about the relationship of man and nature. You know, like him killing the albatross, dooming the crew to die, but him.
He's got a fish.
The fish is from a short story by an Italian writer, Italo Calvino. And he was basically imagining Atlantis again. How would Atlantis be in modern days? He imagined this super colourful, very fleshy fishes. In his honour, I decided to get a fish.
And he's got a lighthouse.
The book to the lighthouse. It's on my quad. Very stormy weather. And with a lighthouse that is to show how man-made sites like a lighthouse are still merging with the stormy nature and still giving us a little bit of a guidance.
Do you think the sea is in your blood?
Definitely there's a very strong connection. Like, I could not live in a place that doesn't have the sea or a body of water. And there's definitely this need for the sea to be at the beach, to be by a big pool of water and ponder about life, I think.
And now there came both mist and snow, and it grew wondrous cold, and ice mast high came floating by as green as emerald. Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, once learned in school, never ever forgotten. Ethna O'Connell reporting there, and Sian Tyler's music can be found on Spotify.